Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Ben Wright. Our story this week deals with two facets of the many-sided African problem. We've titled it, The Black Keys and the White, written for Heartbeat Theater by Arthur Tibbles. With Ben Wright as Colonel Brogan, here is Act One of The Black Keys and the White.
The name is Brogan. I'd like to have you know me and my work a little better. So, will you bear with me a while? It may add up to our mutual profit. I'm an old army man. The Salvation Army. As a matter of fact, I came out here just a year after the army began its work here in East Africa. That's right, Africa. Conjures up a lot of pictures, doesn't it? But now, We'll focus on Kenya. Well, there's one thing that has flashed the name of Kenya onto the front pages of the world. Mau Mau. And how to tell you? Well, perhaps with a story about two Kikuyu boys, Kami and Karanja. Now, this is a story about Africans, white and black. All Africans and good Africans, each according to his own way. Kami and Karanja, the two Kikuyu boys, were born in the very same year on the shamber or the farm of the white man, Angus Ritchie. And it was the same year that Angus' son, Thomas, was born. And the year that Angus Ritchie's wife died. And these boys, the three of them, they grew up together.
Boy! Boy! Boy, come along in here. I'll have a talk with you.
Yes, Buon Ritchie. We have to come here into your study?
You and Karanja, both of you. All right, come along in. There, now then. Sit down. I know Thomas, my son, allows you to sit with him when he brings you into the house. Sit down.
Thank you, Buona.
Right, Kami. Now, you see here, the two of you, Thomas says you're good boys. But if he's to go to school, so should the pair of you.
School? I should like that very much.
And you, Karanja?
School? What school? A school like your son's, Buona?
Don't talk what a rot. In fact, you both had better schooling right here than most of the natives. Learned more than you would have in the missionary primary schools. Now, see here. You both should go to the government secondary school for natives. How's that?
But the shillings, Buona, it costs money.
Confound the money. Do you want the schooling? You can work the money off here on the farm or forget about it. Forget the money.
And what would we learn, Buona?
Learn? Stuff and nonsense, if you ask me.
If we finished at the secondary school, then?
Back to work. What do you think? You should go off to Oxford or Cambridge, maybe?
Karanja. Perhaps the book magic that is taught in Europe is somehow different, more powerful. Not for Kikuyus.
You're a suspicious young fool, you are. There's too much in the books, I won't deny that, but a wise man takes only what he needs. Why waste water from a well? Now you, Kami. Secondary school for you?
Buona Ritchie, you are very kind.
I'm an old fool. Well?
I have ridden many times to Nairobi, on the lorries from the farm. One time there, I met a man. A man.
A man?
He was like a priest, or a mission man. Yet, he was not like a priest. He was, well, there is a school. A Kikuyu can help work his way.
Well, what man, what school? I don't like towns, and I don't like Nairobi. That country and the farm is the place. So?
This is called, I think, the Salvation Army.
Oh, yes. Well, I know them. Not as bad as some of them do, good beggars. Better than most, I expect. Got their feet on the ground.
What I did like, Buona, this man, he told me, Kikuyu boy, Wakamba boy, any boy, did he want to work for the Engai, the great single god, who is god for anybody, for everybody?
You would like this, Kami. Better than the farm, better than hunting. Ah, I see you. You're the quiet one. More so than my own Thomas. This rascal of a Karanja here.
Yes, Buona?
I doubt that you should get into very much harm in Nairobi with the Salvation Army.
Then, I would not need the shillings, Buona.
The 30 shilling a month you shall have. You'll find a use for the money, I expect. I'll drive you to Nairobi, have a talk with the Salvation Army fellow. Very like we can do, Kami. Now you, Karanja.
I do not want mission school, nor government school.
What else, then? You could learn about mechanics, motor car repair, tractors, electrics, that sort of thing. Be good show. Help you out on the farm, make a nice little future.
You said school, Buona Richie. You promised.
Of course, that's schooling. Of a proper kind.
The independent schools. That's what I want.
I see. So, you're on to that.
An African school. Taught by Africans, for Africans.
Africans, Rod, you listen to me. I'm an African, my boy. Thomas born here, he's an African.
European, English.
I see. Black Africa for the black Africans. Confound it. Where would your natives be if it weren't it? No good my talking, eh? The blind can't see. So, the independent schools, is it?
You promised, Buona.
So I did. Nairobi, I suppose.
If they will have me.
Oh, they'll have you. You shall have your 30 shillings a month, the same as Kami. They say you'll spend the first lot of it for a pair of bright yellow shoes that'll hurt your feet. Then I give my word to Thomas. Well, all right, off with the pair of you. So now I get the feeling I've done a bad day's work and I don't know why.
Well, that's the way the story of Kami and Karanja began. Kami came to us in Nairobi and he took up our way of life, which was a thing we like to have. For here in East Africa, out of more than 700 officers and employees of the Salvation Army, just fewer than 60 are from foreign nations. And now, it's 1952 and there's a thing springing up called Mau Mau. And Karanja... the poor Karanja. He's a Nairobi spirit who works in strange companies.
I'm not an unreasonable man, Karanja, but until you manage a new gramophone, at least a new record, I cannot stand it.
You and your European airs, you find fault with everything I do. And why do you want me in your office?
We become most apparent almost at once.
You have seen Kendall?
No names. Fool. You've been told 1,000 times that his name must never be mentioned in connection with the work of Mau Mau. And you would do well not to mention Mau Mau itself above the slightest whisper.
I said nothing.
Continue to say nothing. The Nairobi police would laugh madly to find your headless body rolling around in the center of Government Road, wouldn't they? And your head itself neatly packaged for delivery to the governor.
Filthy Nuku.
Well, if you must call me filthy, Ed, you might use English. I consider you a hyena.
I can see nothing to laugh at. The way things are run, we shall never get anywhere at all. There are moments when I doubt that he ever learned anything at all at that British college. When the Mau Mau was organized, we were promised...
You're very impatient, very bloodthirsty, Kramja, do you know? And I may add, because he says so, you're about to become a man of some importance.
Me? Of importance?
Yes, you're about to become a Mundumugu, a wise man in the ways of the Kikuyu, a giver of oaths, in short. What the noble Europeans refer to as a witch doctor. Now, what do you think of that? Do you have the stomach for it?
This is the new oath?
What else, dear boy? Very splendid oath, as a matter of fact. Very bloody oath, very frightening oath. And you shall be one of the first to administer this new oath.
I shall do well.
Yes, with all the appropriate curses and bloodletting, Kalanja. And if you don't put the fear of all the gods, old and new, including the Christian one, into the hearts of our new brothers, well...
The living eyes of a goat impaled on a thorn bush. A living heart. Fresh cut and still pumping blood.
Will you please spare me the details, dear boy?
This is meat to my taste. Where do I start and when? I must go and see him.
No, he gives his orders only through me. Now, the very first of these... Rid yourself of those horrible European clothes. The Wahindi who took your shillings for those. Oh, well, but there. The Wahindi should be driven into the sea with all the others. White men, brown men, all driven from Africa. Would you like a title for yourself, Kramja? Say, what would be? Captain or Major?
Well, at the very least, I should be General.
General?
For I know the ways of the town, of the farm, of the bush, and of the mountains. I am a warrior and a leader of men. I can burn, I can kill. At the very least, I should be a general.
Such becoming modesty. Well, we shall see.
That was Act One of The Black Keys in the White, starring Ben Wright as Colonel Brogan. Of the fairly large number of Salvationists in Africa, over 700 in East Africa alone, a very small percentage are Europeans. Most of the Salvation Army leadership is conducted by Africans themselves. The Salvation Army feels that they have done a good job in training and educating the Africans to the point where the total personnel of the Salvation Army in Africa will be Africans. The works and services of the Salvation Army will be immeasurably enhanced with the addition of these trained and dedicated men and women of Africa. Constructive work is being carried out in Africa. And much of it is being done by the Salvation Army. Now, Act Two of The Black Keys and the White, starring Ben Wright as Colonel Brogan.
Oh, now, it's very decent of you to come to see me, Mr. Ritchie. I know you seldom come to Nairobi these days.
When I'm here, I don't have time for the sort of do you Salvation Army fellas carry on. Right, Brogan. I'm getting on for an old chap these days. Old-fashioned one, too, I expect, but... I do see that times are changing.
Ah, I wish more of the settlers would admit that.
You've been out here since,
1922.
32, 30 years. Been a farmer, you'd be a rich man, now, Brogan.
Oh, and I am a rich man.
Huh? Oh, see what you mean. The 422 holster rifles, wasn't it?
There's a boy.
And the Salvation Army, a lifetime. And now what?
There is the old army tradition. Carry on.
Hey, you fellas have done one right thing. Giving your natives a chance to do a bit of leading on their own. Young fella like that lad from my farm, Kami.
Ah, what I'd give for 1,000 more like him.
Really, the reason my son asked me to drop by. Kami?
Oh, well, he's opened the reserve now. He'll be back any day, though,
You suppose you could fix the boy up with a bit of leave or whatever? Send him along to the farm for a visit?
Oh, well, I should think that'd be likely.
Well, son, young Thomas is done with school and back on the farm. Kami and he were kids together. They do one another no harm for a few days.
Oh, I'd be glad to arrange it, sir. Bit of a walkabout to do him good. I'll send him along. I might join him myself.
I know it's going to be an odd time for a talk. A serious one with you going off on safari, but... You do want this farming thing, for sure.
Whatever else. Now, if I'm needed, I can let this bit of hunting go.
Oh, no, not that. It's been a lot of years, Thomas, in Highland Farm. I am a bit proud of it, you know. But I shan't say no if you'd like to sell it up.
I say, touch of the sun, sell up the farm.
Then you do want the old place.
I do say, Dad, this is... Well, it's home. Now, look here. I'll be back in 2 weeks, then... Now, how about this? You've no end of pounds on the bank, and BOAC manages to find London every flight. Now, you've been talking about that trip ever since I can remember.
We all do. Us old-timers. No, this sun gets into your bones and the smell of that red dirt. You love the blue sky above you. Now, son, you'll be burying me in the hills with your mother. No England for me. Though you might enjoy a look.
You are a bit sticky this morning.
I'll say it all now. When you come back home, you take over. Thomas... There's trouble coming. Now, wait, boy. It's a thing, well, not just here in Kenya. All the way south and west. Africa's a black man's country. I know we say they can't run it, but they're bound to try. They're not ready for it. I don't know. Maybe that's our fault, but no good telling them anything. They're kids with a lid already pried off the jam pot.
And they act like a bunch of children.
Right. And we've got to be a good father to them. Teach him a bit. Bring him along. But the job's for you now. It's your world, and you must find a way to live in it.
Well, I say we can't give the beggars all they want. They'd have us all out of Africa, and the whole show'd go to pot.
Thomas, I don't have any good answers, any workable ones. I do know, somehow, though. You'll have to share with the natives. You'll have to learn to live with them. That apartness businesses.
No, Father, apartheid. Like down in the Union?
Yes, there'll come a cropper one of these days. No, apartness won't do. It'll have to be. This will come as a shock to you, Thomas, I know. But mark me, one day and sooner than you think, the color bar must go. And then...
No color bar? Oh, that's impossible.
I've eyes, boy.
Well, then we might do this for the think lads, but the practical fellows, well...
It's going to have to end up somewhere in the middle there, between the knock 'em in the head and the drink a cup of tea with them fellows. If you ever tell my friends I said this, I'll have no more friends. We say, Thomas, shall we sell up? Won't be many buyers soon, I've a notion.
No. Oh, I'm not the brightest young chap in the world, but... Dad, this farm is the only home I've ever known. It's the only home I ever want to know.
Well, done. Better push off, lad. Huh? Good hunting.
To hear you, Father. Cheers and that sort of thing. Come on, boys. Got a date with the elephant.
They have cheated us. They are thieves. This land is ours. They have stolen it. The ways of the tribes are ours. They destroy those ways. This is our country. We must rule. And they must go. They must go. You are brave men. Njama, warriors. Warriors of the Kikuyu. Will you act like pie dogs, nameless curs, kicked at the whim of a European bwana?
No.
So shall it be. Kuja, Kuja, closer. Draw closer to me. For now I tell you of the new oath, the great oath, the most terrible oath, the oath of the Mau Mau. Do you listen?
Speak the oath.
First I will tell you, and then I will swear you, each in his turn, to the great and terrible oath of Mau Mau. But wait. Each man who now hears the words of the oath, that man must be sworn. That man must be sworn, or that man must die. This is the way of Mau Mau. It is agreed?
Agreed.
Come closer. Make soft our whispers. The night has ears, but must not hear. Closer. There will be the ceremony of the oath. Sworn on a live, beating heart. Fresh cut and pumping blood. Will you swear?
Swear, sir. Tell us.
And these are the words of the oath. The terrible oath of Mau Mau. Do I betray my brother Mau Mau? Mark this well. Do I betray my brother Mau Mau? This oath will kill me. This oath will kill all my family to the very last child. I will say always, this land belongs only to the Kikuyu and to no other. If I say else, this oath will kill me. I am a warrior of Mau Mau, and when my brothers command me, I will kill. Kill Wakamba men. Kill Maasai men. Kill Europe men. I will kill all red-faced white men. And now, remember this. Remember this well.
What goes on here? What is this on my farm? Who dares say these things?
Yobwana Richie.
What devil's work is this? Out of my way, boy. Get out your rascals. Get your filthy paws off me, boy. I have no gun. I have no fear from you or any like you. You, Curie. You, Tonka. You're my boys. You know me.
Seize him. Grab onto him. Hold him. Bring the old man to me. Drag him here. You, spying and listening.
Karanja, I always said you'd turn out to be a bad one. You homeless Mtoto had discarded baby that I reared, the child that played with my son. You, the boy that I favored.
Don't call me boy. You Europeans, you call us all boys. You order us boys. Boy, do this. Boy, do that. Stop calling me boy.
Your stink and Mau Mau oath. In the great days of your tribe, you had the oaths of men.
Listen, you heard.
I heard your fool's talk, aye. Now, boy.
Do not call us boys.
You are not men.
You, hurry. Bend the old man Richie to his knees. That way. That way. So we can look upon the back of the old man's neck. That scrawny, white, red neck of Europe. Now, Tataka, your paga, hand me your bush knife. Hand it here to me. Hear me, old man Richie. You have not listened yet to all of the words of the oath of Mau Mau. Listen, these are the final words. Listen. If the brothers of Mau Mau command you, if the needs of Mau Mau demand you, then it shall be. Bring me the head of a European. The head of a European!
This is not a day that you should have chosen to come up to the Highland Farm. There was no choice. Angus Ritchie's dead.
And Karanja, who did this cruel thing? I cannot believe this. Karanja. Thomas Ritchie. Me. We were children on this farm.
I know it. It was like brothers. All Angus told me. Yeah, we're like three brothers.
Brothers. How many things this word means to how many people. In our tribe, we were all brothers. In Mau Mau, they would be brothers to one another. And in the book, all people are brothers. So much to understand. So very much.
We must try, Connie. We must keep faith. Well, now, you must go on into the other room. Both of them are there, you know. Karanja and young Ritchie.
I know. And they say Karanja's dying. But young Thomas returned from the safari, found his father, that he hunted down Karanja and shot him.
Well, these are bad times, Carney. Yes, it's not easy for you. Will you be all right now? Alone with Karanja and young Ritchie?
As it is in the book, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be all right, Major. Thomas? Bwana Thomas?
Thomas will do, Connie. This is... well, not a very good homecoming for any of us. Our little playmate. Our little Karanja there on the floor.
Perhaps you had better sit down, Thomas. You look ill.
Ill, Connie. Sick. I'm sick twice. First when I saw Father. And then again when I saw it was Karanja I had shot.
I know.
Go to him, Connie. I told him you were here. He's dying. He won't live to be shot in Nairobi. Go on. I'll sit down a bit. Close the door. The three of us. Bwana Thomas. Kami. Me. Karanja. Like the days when we were young. Here on the farm.
Gently, Karanja. Gently.
It is the oath. Kami, the oath of Mau Mau. It kills me.
There are worse things than dying.
It is a very powerful oath, Kami. Kami?
Yes.
Tell me. Have you changed?
I am Kami.
Now, you follow Engai, the great god?
The one god, Karanja. Above all, the greatest.
This Engai, he is for everyone, or only for Europeans?
He is the god of all, for Thomas, for you, for me. For those across the rivers and the seas, and for us right here.
Tell me of him, Kami. Does he have great oaths?
No oaths. For in his book, it says, neither shalt thou swear by thy head.
No oaths. That is a strange thing, Kami. But say goodbye to Bwana Thomas and good
our
who art in heaven. Once it was our brother, Kami. Now, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Well, I warned you. It wasn't a gay, pretty tale. And the answer? Do you recall? The black keys. Here we can pick out a bit of melody on them, all right. And we're going to get a bit of melody from the white keys, too. But, when we use both the black keys and the white keys, then we get the harmony.
So ends the final act of The Black Keys and the White with Ben Wright as Colonel Brogan. Be sure and be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army, and it's one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.